they were like citrus trees.
Cool. All right. Well, here's the Iron Pierced King by Skinflint.
Yeah, to me, it's like an anthem of African heavy metal. It was one of the first heavy metal songs I heard from Africa, and that one just stuck with me the most the first time I heard it. That band's actually doing quite well for themselves. They're signed to a label now out of the United Kingdom, and they've done touring around their releases for that label. So they've been here to the United States now twice. They did a 2-week run with Soulfly on two separate occasions.
Oh, wow.
I've had the chance to see them here in Pittsburgh now twice. There's actually been, since I started all this, I'm not trying to take any credit for this, but there's been a few African acts that have gotten signed and been able to do some touring. So a band from Kenya called Duma has also been through the United States, a band from South Africa.
Yeah, I love Duma.
Yeah, Duma's cool. Martin and I chat a lot still. But Volvadania, also from South Africa, has been through the United States now numerous times. I mean, they've just become a global band by this point.
I didn't even know they were from South Africa.
Yeah, they're from Johannesburg. I've met a few of those band members. I stayed at one of the Well, he's not in the band anymore, the bass player, but his house in Johannesburg. And he and his brother were in another band in South Africa. Actually, ironically, the interesting thing to correlate Volvadania to Skinflint is that the first thing that we really got to see of global metal is, African heavy metal was a photo set that came from out of Vice magazine from a photographer named Frank Marshall. First time he ever went to Botswana, he's from South Africa, the first time he ever went to Botswana was with a heavy metal band from South Africa called Roots, R-H-U-T-Z. You know, one of those band members actually was a part of Volvadania for some time. Just kept leaking its way through. That really helped me a bit more to understand the heavy metal scene there, because they have such a visual image, like these cowboy image there in Botswana. So it was pretty cool to actually get in a little better with them and get to know them and see what the Botswana scene was all about.
What is it about that? Why do you think they adopted the cowboy look?
They have a really big agricultural economy. Botswana is by no means a poor nation. It's not doesn't fall under the purview of anything.
You're listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. I finally did it, folks. I finally got all four Angel and Heavy Syrup albums. The 1990s all-female Japanese psych rock legends. Gonna feature a lot of their music on tonight's show. Uranium Club of Minnesota also has a brand new album out that is incredible. Gonna drop a couple tracks off of that one too. Let's get right into it. This is Breath of Life from Angel and Heavy Syrup's third album, released in 1995. We'll be right back.
Thank you. You're small and gray. They all want to know your... What's your name?
Peter Bergman, TV star. How I wonder who you are. Such nice clothes. Where's the tags? In the purple shopping bag. Fashion icon at the beach. Take out your trash, but be discreet. Grab a snack before you go. Drop off the mail and hit the road. Peter likes his privacy. When he's out, no photos, please. Peter Bergman, TV star, how I wonder who you are.
Music from Uranium Club, Small Gray Man, from their album Infants Under the Bulb. So good. The album is so good. This is an experiment with time. Before that, Momtola from Arabique featuring Florence Aduni on vocals there, and then reaching back into the archives for some classical theremin from Clara Rockmore. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millville. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millville. For more information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. What makes a community vibrant? Welcoming spaces in every neighborhood, clean air and water for all our residents, good jobs and strong local businesses. What do all of these have in common? Trees. If you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are an urban forest advocate. A message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And during these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking sites, but one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most waiting for kidneys. If you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, matchingdonors.com. Let's get back to the music here. This is new tunes from Julian Lage, Tiburon.
Every day at the same time, the two women visited the wall from both sides of the city. I love you, said the women.
I love you too,
said the wall. The wall made the women happy, and the wall was happy too. One day, when the women walked to the center of town to visit their wall, the wall was gone. Have you seen my wall? Asked the woman from the west. I have not, said the woman from the east. Have you seen mine? No, said the woman from the west. As they approached the spot where the wall used to be, the two women embraced and cried on the shoulder of the other. I miss my wall, said the woman from the east. And I miss my wall, said the woman from the west. They wept. We'll be right back.
Before you educate the head, try to educate the heart.
Thank you.
Track there from Abdallah Umbadugu, the spiritual godfather of Tuareg Desert Blues. Major influence on folks like Bambino and Mdou Mokhtar, who have made a bit of a splash recently in the States. That's off of a new compilation, career retrospective compilation called Amkar. Before that, a little piano piece from Washington Phillips, and another psych rock journey from Angel and Heavy Syrup. And I told myself I was going to lay off the free jazz for at least one show, but I couldn't help myself. More from Heart of the Ghost, Summons was that amazing track from the ensemble out of Washington, D.C. Ambient club music from Ireland, Pittsburgh, and everything in between. Listen to Ergodic Process Tuesdays at 7 on WRCT Pittsburgh. And what's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues. And check out the Alternative Radio Program. The Alternative Radio Program provides information, analyses, and views that are frequently ignored or distorted in corporate media. Mondays, 10 to 11 a.m. And you are listening to An Experiment with Time here on WRCT Pittsburgh. The show airs every Saturday night at midnight. Let's get back to the music here. This is the Tomika Reed Quartet featuring Maria Halverson on guitar. Thank you.
By Abner J. Miriam Bradley with her version of Green Rocky Road right before that, and that little segment just had to fit in a little bit more Angel and Heavy Syrup from their third album. Thanks for listening to An Experiment with Time here on WRCT Pittsburgh. We're going to close out the experiment with Florence Aduni from her 2021 single Naba Aferda. Have a great night, folks.
I am lonesome for you, darling.
There's a bright sign somewhere. There's a bright sign somewhere. Let's not rest until we find it. There's a bright sign somewhere. There's more joy
somewhere.
There's more joy
somewhere.
Let's not rest until we find it. There's more joy.